and welcome to Proverbs 31 Ministries Encouragement for Today for May 3rd, 2019. Today's devotion title is Whoa, Mom's Serious by Arlene Pellicane. Our key verse is from Proverbs chapter 15, verse 5, which says, "A fool spurns a parent's discipline, but whoever heeds correction shows prudence." It was my birthday, and my son did not want to cooperate. My simple birthday wish was to take family photos in the park. I asked my 5-year-old Ethan to put on a navy blue shirt. "I want to wear something with a car. I will not wear that blue shirt," he screamed at the top of his lungs. Matter-of-factly, I told him if he didn't get dressed in that navy shirt, he would not get any ice cream cake. That seemed to motivate him, because he headed toward his room. But alas, 10 minutes later, he was still shirtless. Deciding to let natural consequences take over, I told Ethan to get in the car. "But I'm cold. I want to wear a shirt," he lamented. I threw a blanket over him and buckled up, knowing this discipline would work with Ethan. Unlike some boys, he didn't want to go bare-chested to the park. By the time we arrived, Ethan was more than happy to put on that navy blue shirt. When you're a mom, it helps to create consequences that make your child say, "Whoa, Mom's serious." There's an underlying commitment required for the happy and sane mom. She must proclaim, "I will make any behavior I don't want from my child counterproductive." If a child flails on the floor, weeping and wailing because he or she wants something special that belongs to you, you ban the item for a certain period of time. If a child wants ice cream and demands it like a dictator, you withhold dessert for a few days. Don't worry, any child can survive this. If your child uses a phone in a forbidden way, he or she loses that device for a while. Discipline is not a bad word. It's a beautiful word. Discipline comes from discipulus, the Latin word for pupil. That's where the word disciple comes from, as in, a follower of Jesus is a disciple. Parents are to discipline their children, helping them grow in life and follow biblical instructions. As Proverbs chapter 15, 5 points out, "A fool spurns a parent's discipline, but whoever heeds correction shows prudence." The Amplified Bible puts it this way, "A flippant, arrogant fool rejects his father's instruction and correction, but he who is willing to learn and keeps in mind a reprimand acquires good sense." Today, children need good sense more than ever. Yet if children learn through experience that their parents will eventually give in, they discover acting foolishly and impulsively works. One of the reasons kids whine so much is that it's highly effective. By the 10th time they've pleaded for candy, mom breaks down. The whining, and foolishness, is productive. But what if whining was counterproductive every time? What if a mom said, "Oh, I hear you whining. Does that mean we won't be having any candy today?" If you respond consistently like this, a child will quickly realize, "Whoa, mom is serious." I know from experience that this is often much easier said than done. Responding well to good discipline shows prudence, self-control, wisdom, and discretion, characteristics kids need for a healthy adult life. Whether or not we have children of our own, children need to heed the wise instruction of loving adults for their benefit. The mom who's labeled the mean mom may be the most caring mom in the neighborhood, enforcing boundaries and insisting on respect. So, if you're ever called a mean mom or you're feeling weary from constantly disciplining, take heart. It's hard work. You are doing something important, providing life-giving direction and leadership to the next generation. Dear Lord, help me to follow through and be consistent with the rules I give to the children in my life. Give me the physical and emotional strength to back up my words with consistent actions. Help the children I know respect and obey parents so they may prosper and grow. In Jesus' name, amen. Our truth for today's scripture verses are Proverbs chapter 15, verse 10, which reads, "Stern discipline awaits anyone who leaves the path. The one who hates correction will die." And also from Proverbs chapter 29, verse 17, discipline your children, and they will give you peace. They will bring you the delights you desire. If you'd like to connect with today's devotion author, Arlene Pellicane, or learn more about our spring celebration collection with gifts for mom and graduates, visit us today at proverbs31.org and click the Read button to access the devotion. Now it's your turn to reflect and respond. What are the benefits of wise instruction and discipline in a child's life? In your own life? If you have children, what challenges do you have in getting them to listen and follow your instructions? What could you do to become more consistent and steadfast in your discipline? Share your thoughts in the comments of today's devotion. To read today's devotion online, visit proverbs31.org/read, where you can leave a comment and connect with all our authors and their social media. Thanks for listening. Proverbs 31 Ministries is a nonprofit international ministry. When you purchase items from p31bookstore.com, all the proceeds go directly back into helping us minister to others. It's all part of our mission to help women know the truth and live the truth, because it changes everything.